Drink up, man. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's giving blockbuster.
Yeah, you love a blockbuster.
I am obsessed with it. It's one of my favourite franchises.
I think people do know this is a kind of, well, not well-known fact.
I think I know this one.
Yeah, about the bones.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro was offered the role of Captain Jack Sparrow first and turned it down.
I want to see if you can guess what year each of the movies came out.
That is probably one of the most iconic introductions to a character. This is certainly one thing that I will say about Pirates of the Caribbean rides. If you can get on the front row, it genuinely really changes the experience in a positive way.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'd ever seen anything like it.
No.
In my head at that time, where we were with CGI, like, I didn't understand it.
It's quite a magical, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, curses and stuff. And you get, like, a bit of that with the Aztec Gold in the first one. And then you realise how many, like, different curses there are.
That's a good kiss.
Oh, that kiss! Oh, my God!
It's a good movie kiss.
I got a jar of dirt.
He's not a blacksmith. He's a pirate. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Magic Within podcast. This is episode 8, and this one is all about... Well, this is the first one that's a kind of a ride first and then a film. So, yeah, it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Episode 8, but also, like, the pieces of 8.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go. Quickly, first memories of Pirates of the Caribbean. This is a bit of a mad one for me.
Oh, go on.
I obviously went on it.
Before it came out.
I went to Disney in 2000.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the first one came out after that.
Yeah.
So I must have gone on it. But my first memory of it is the film.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It's on the ride, you mean?
No, that's what I'm saying. I must have gone on it.
But you don't remember.
But I don't remember it. Yes. I remember the film.
Yeah.
Being like, I remember when the film came out, I didn't think, oh, that's the same as the ride.
No.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Maybe I did. I don't know.
You'll never know.
Yeah, I don't know. What about you?
I remember going to the cinema. I swear it came out on Boxing Day, but maybe it didn't. I just feel like I saw it around Christmas.
Mm,
or yeah. I watched it on... No, we had it on DVD. On Christmas Day, we got it.
Right, okay.
And, yeah, I remember watching it. We always used to watch it every Christmas. And I just have this memory of going to the cinema every time.
See, exactly. So we are obviously of the generation that first memory is the film.
Yeah.
But there will be an awful lot of people that probably that annoys them.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool if you ride first.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was an OG ride. It came out long before it was in the 60s.
It must have been more exciting when the movie got announced, if you already loved the ride.
Exactly. So, yeah, we're going to talk about Pirates of the Caribbean, just a little bit like that. You know what we do by this point. We're going to talk about the themes of it. We're going to talk about it in the parks. We're going to talk about the movies. Just a deep dive into the Pirates of the Caribbean world, you know. Set sail. Ahoy, avast.
Ahoy,
avast me hearties. Do they say ahoy?
No.
Do they not?
I don't think they do.
Who says ahoy, then?
They say, like...
Sailors.
Avast.
Avast me mateys.
Yeah.
Will Turner. Yeah. So the film's definitely the...
Rides.
No, the films. The films kind of... I'm a huge fan of the first three. Not so much the last two, but...
Oh.
It is what it is.
You mainly count the first three, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. We're going to talk about them all. So, yeah, tune in. What is it that he says? Drink up me out. Okay, we're back. Right. And it's time for my boring fact. A fact that you might not know, but you might know, as I said last time. That's what we'll call a segment, you know. It's not that catchy, but it's true. You might know them, you might not, but I'm going to tell you them anyway. So, fact numero uno. Pirates of the Caribbean ride was originally intended to be a walkthrough ride.
Okay.
So in the 1960s, it was going to be like a, like animatronic, similar kind of situation, but it was just like going to be a walkthrough attraction. That was the original plan for it. However, see, now, all you out there, all you haters of It's a Small World, due to the success at, I think it's the New York State Fair, when they debuted It's a Small World as a boat ride.
Yeah.
They loved it. So the Imagineers came back to it and were like, we think it should be a boat ride because of how successful it was, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
So there you go. All you people that don't like It's a Small World, Pirates might have just been a walkthrough attraction. You've got to, like, big up the Imagineers, but you do have to ask the question why they thought, like, It's a Small World, and at no point they thought, pirate ride. Yeah, let's do it a walkthrough.
Yeah. Like,
if you've got the mechanics and you've got the engineering to do boat attractions, why would you not think it straight away? But
yeah.
Regardless, it is a small world after all. And thanks to that, we got Pirates of the Caribbean. And it maybe wouldn't have been the same.
Yeah.
So there you go. Fact number one.
Hit us with number two.
Yeah, I'll hit you with number two. Oh, this is number two. Number two, bit of a somber one. Pirates of the Caribbean, I think I did already know this one prior to my research, but Pirates of the Caribbean was the last attraction that Walt worked on.
Oh.
It was the final attraction that Walt kind of was involved in. It came out and debuted in 1967. Walt passed away in 1966, but he was working on it. So that's probably why it's so magical and why a lot of people hold it so dear, and why I would probably never like to see it go anywhere. I think it's okay to reimagine it and do what they've like done in other parks, and maybe bring a bit of that element that like they have at Shanghai and bring it over to Orlando, Paris, whatever. But they are all different anyway. But
yeah,
it's the last one that Walt worked on. So that's factor number two. So factor number three, very interesting. It was due to be replaced by a Toy Story attraction. However, due to the success of the film, it stayed around.
Oh, my God.
So, again, people may not like the films or whatever, but it certainly saved the franchise, and it was on the chopping block. So, yeah, that's a bit of a mad one. I'll tell you a little bit more facts about it. Disney was considering replacing the original Disneyland ride with a Toy Story attraction due to just declining popularity, but due to the success of the Blackpool, it revitalized everyone's interest in it, and like I said, I mean, it did. I don't know if, I mean, I probably would at this age because of how much I love Walt and how much I love Disney and everything, the history of it. At a younger age, I definitely, after watching the film, was more excited to then go on the ride.
Yeah,
I think. And obviously they've added that kind of Captain Jack animatronic in a lot of places. They've added in some characters
when
and stuff.
When did they add him in?
I don't know when they added him in.
Because I feel like when I first went on the Paris one, I don't remember seeing Jack.
I'm not sure.
The first time. And I remember thinking, oh, the movie was based on this, but not seeing anything to do with the movie. But I don't know if it's just because
I think the scene with the dog and the key and stuff, I think that was from the ride. I don't think that was a new thing added in. Yeah. But again, I might be wrong. People go and slap me about this. Slap me on my wrist. not in the face. Right, this is a bit of a grim one. I think people do know this is a kind of, well, not well-known fact.
I think I know this one.
Yeah, about the bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they used real bones originally. Not great. So artificial bones, thought they didn't look realistic enough, and they were too expensive to make.
Oh yeah, it was
so
expensive.
But they got donated a lot of human bones, and like but the rumor is, the lore is that apparently they've all been replaced, but apparently there is still some there. Apparently there's a particular skull in one of the rides. So apparently the skull on the headboard in the treasure room scene is apparently real bones. That's what apparently people think. Now listen, can I sign up for this? Because, like, you know, people, like, say they want to be scattered. Like, That'd be a pretty cool way to, like, because sometimes people scatter ashes in Disney and it makes a whole mess. And,
oh,
like,
my God.
Can I just be donated to Disney and they just put me in the Pirates? Like, put my skull on the table and the treasure.
Put your bones on the ride.
Like, it ain't good, but if people want that for themselves, then why not? It's not good that they didn't obviously get a say. That's not great. But, like, listen, I do get a say. So, like, you've got the all clear from me, guys.
I feel like if the bones thing would have happened anywhere, or if they're still sort of in it, should be in Paris, because they have all the bones under Paris City, don't they?
No, no, I don't think it'll have been then. I think it was back in Disneyland.
Yeah.
I don't think they've
got a lot of bones going spare, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, they do. They do. We'll be on the lookout for Paris bones. We'll vlog. We'll keep a. I'll zoom in on some. I'll say, like, oh, that real bone. Bone them. Yeah, bones. And now, fifth. Fact numero five, and then we'll move on. But this is, I think, the most interesting one of all. Robert De Niro was offered the role of Captain Jack Sparrow first and turned it down because pirate movies had just been flunking in the box office and he just didn't think it was going to do well.
Oh, my God.
And again, it's one of these, like, yeah, exactly. And don't get me wrong. De Niro is one of the greatest actors of a generation. It definitely wouldn't have been bad. But you just think, like, Captain Jack is one of the most iconic Disney live-action characters to exist ever.
Yeah.
And just in pop culture, just Captain Jack Sparrow. People who even aren't big Disney people, they know who Captain Jack is.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have got so that iconic. If somebody didn't turn it down. It's just one of them,
oh,
like,
my God.
The universe works in a weird way moments, isn't it? It's strange. Because there's a few of them, like, not Disney, but Will Smith turned down Neo, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I just can't I can't imagine anybody but him being Neo. Obviously, Billy Crystal turned down Buzz Lightyear. We spoke about that before. Can't imagine anybody but Tim Allen doing it. So it's just crazy that these things happen. But that's one of the craziest ones because De Niro and Johnny Depp are
They're so different.
You've got like a character actor and then you've got one of the... Just, I don't know, he could have probably done a fantastic job of it. It's De Niro, for God's sake.
A lot of people fancy Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, exactly, that's the thing as well.
I don't think it would have had the same effect.
Look how old De Niro is now.
Yeah.
But, like, so Captain Jack was fairly, Johnny Depp was fairly young. Well, not young, but like.
He was in his
40s. I think it was like our late 30s, I want to say.
Google it.
Hello, everybody. Do you want to hear some impressions?
He was almost 40.
So, yeah, late 30s.
Yeah.
See, I could... Still got time. I wonder if they did a Pirates of the Caribbean. I could be a Will Turner! Elizabeth!
You're really good at that.
That's not good enough! Good stuff. That's your first impression. We'll get plenty more of them, don't worry.
Yeah, there'll be loads.
So, yeah, there you go. Could have been Captain Jack De Niro. Would it still have been Jack Sparrow? It wouldn't have been the one we knew. But that is the end of my five facts that you might know.
Or you might not.
I hope you didn't. I hope you do now. If you didn't know, now you know. Thank you.
Okay, so we've got a little quiz for you again because it was really fun last week.
Quiz time.
I want to see if you can guess what year each of the movies came out. So we can just stick with the first three. But if you feel like you can get
I want to try because I feel like I'm confident somewhat he says that that's a kiss of death with the first three. I haven't researched this, I promise. I hold my hands up. The first one.
Yeah, so there's five.
Yeah.
What do you think? Well, the three iconic.
Okay.
What's your first one?
I think I know the Black Pearl is 2003.
Yeah. It wasn't Christmas, by the way, so I obviously
This is where it gets. I mean, I'm on number two and I'm like, this is where I'm going, Rocky. I don't know.
How many years do you think was between?
I want to say it was like 2005 seems too early, right? Because that's the year I started school, and I don't think that the year I started secondary school it came out. Well, I think it was, but I don't think it was within the September to December. So I want to say it was in 2006.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Ooh, that was fun.
Right, okay. Say Slumdog Millionaire.
Okay, and then At World's End.
Right, see, now this one is tricky.
Yeah.
I'm saying... I'm in between 2010 and 2009. I'm thinking 2010, right? Pretty sure that's when Toy Story 3 came out. And I don't think them two films came out in the same year.
I can see all the things moving above your head.
So... Yeah. But it could be 2008. I don't know if they left a shorter gap between Dead Man's Chest and World's End.
Do you want a hint or do you want to just go for it?
2009.
No.
Oh, is it 2008?
No.
What is it?
2007.
Just a year?
Less than a year.
What?
July, Dead Man's Chest came out on July 7th, 2006.
Right.
At World's End was May
25th, 2007. That's mad.
Yeah.
They must have filmed it all at the same time. They did an end game.
I think they did. I think I remember it.
They did an end game.
I think they filmed
well before end game was end game.
I think that's why those two were so good.
See, Infinity War and End Game, like Dead Man's Chest and At World's End walked so they could run, as far as I'm concerned. Because like I was so hyped for At World's End to see Barbossa, Davy Jones, Norrington, Sparrow,
we didn't even wait
Will
that long.
Turner, Elizabeth Swann, and then like this tease of like the pirate lords and like it was, and what you call him? He's the main bad guy. Captain
Beckett.
Jack Sparrow.
Beckett.
Yes, I thought you might.
I like him. Yeah, I liked at the end.
Captain!
I liked at the end of the second one. Baron was like, are you ready to go to the... Are you ready to sail to the ends of the earth? So good. It was like, oh my God.
Well, just Barbossa popping back right at the end.
That was like the first time.
What's a comedy ship?
That was like the first...
It felt multiversey.
Yeah.
But like, because everyone had just...
It wasn't until Marvel when I saw that again.
And do you remember the trailer of like, cinematically, how incredible like the waterfall at World's End looked on the trailer, and like they sailed through and they were like the Jack the Monkey was all shivery. Oh, it was just fantastic. I think they do it one of them,
do
so
they?
We'll talk about that a little bit later. But so that was 2007, right? I'm saying big gap here. This was Stranger Things, Stranger Tide,
Stranger Tide,
yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Things. Was I still in school for this one? Now, this is where it... So, I'm old boy. I left school in 2010. 2011?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah. Okay.
Get in.
Yes, that's a four-year gap.
I was in college then.
So...
I'm thinking... Right, so this one...
Dead Men Tell No Tales.
I think it was another... 4-year gap, and it came out in 2015.
No.
Oh, 2017.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a big old gap.
Yeah, that is a big gap. That's the biggest gap. I don't know why I thought The Curse of the Black Pearl and Dead Man's Chest, I thought there was a well bigger gap than that, but there wasn't. And then it was ridiculously
close. 3 years is pretty big.
It is big.
Yeah. Especially back then, I feel like, well, like we spoke about last week.
Well, I think it felt longer because we were younger.
The Disney Renaissance, like we spoke about last week, it was just like banger after banger after banger after banger after banger. So, yeah.
Just so good.
Let's talk about the films a little bit, I guess, shall we? No, let's talk about the first one, to be fair. The intro to Captain Jack, first of all. That is probably one of the most iconic introductions to a character that I can remember in on screen, like on the boat and stepping off onto the deck. It just, how in like 30 seconds you just got this character, and as he started to do his iconic walk and like picked something off someone,
I'm
or like
watch it, all again now.
It just within the air 30 seconds to a minute you just understood like this guy's great, he's a pirate, he's like, but not what we really know as a pirate.
He's cool.
So cool.
So cool.
You
like
think
a rock star.
Barbossa is what, until Jack Sparrow, Barbossa was what I thought of as a pirate.
Old.
Yeah, like old, like, I know he didn't have his peg leg at that point, but like,
smelly.
You know what I mean? Like, and Jack Sparrow just has this, like, kind of posh, but rough, Like,
just like a frigging rock star.
Yeah, no, rock star is absolutely right. He does. He looks like a rock star. So many iconic lines. Yeah. Like, you have heard of me. Like,
so good.
And that cast in the first one is solid as well.
Yeah.
Keira Knightley. Orlando Bloom, listen, he's not my favourite actor in the world, but he does a job in this.
It wouldn't be the same without him in that.
No, he's Will Turner.
He is Will Turner.
Like, I think that's the thing. Like, when he's Legolas, he's Will Turner.
Yeah.
So, like, I think that's the thing with Orlando Bloom. Ever since that, it's like, oh, Will Turner. Mm-hmm. But no, the sword fight in the start, like, parlay.
It's like the way it's all choreographed.
The wardrobe scene when she's hiding. That's genuine. Yeah, that was genuinely scary. How funny that those two characters go on to be like the comedic ones as well, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And you can forget that. You better stop believing in ghost stories, Miss Swan. You're in one.
It's so good. I just think as well, like the music in the first one, because it's the first time we hear all that like score.
It's Hans Zimmer, isn't it?
I think so. It is.
I'm confident.
It's just so iconic. It's giving blockbuster.
Yeah, you love a blockbuster.
I am obsessed with it. It's one of my favourite franchises, I think.
Spoiler alert, if you've not seen it, just skip the next minute. But the first time you watch the end and you see Captain Jack get stabbed and then, like, you realise he's got the gold and he does that thing.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, it's so awesome.
He's just so funny. The CGI as well, even in the first one, is so good. Like, compared to like what happens now.
I think again it was just in this.
It's a balance.
It wasn't filmed in a big green room.
No.
It had that balance of why we love the Mummy.
Yes.
It was like there was, well, not big extravagant sets as such, but there probably was, but like they obviously went on location to the Caribbean and filmed on these like beautiful islands and like.
You're stepping into a whole new world, aren't you, watching it?
Yeah. It was awesome. To be fair, it could have been, the scenes on the sea could have been filmed in a big green room, but it didn't feel like it.
No.
So they did a fantastic job of it, which was, what, 20 years ago now on the first one? That's. Yeah, over 20.
This podcast just makes me feel old when we talk about years.
I know, yeah. So I guess we'll move on from the first one. Unless there's anything that we've not touched on that you would like to mention.
I think I just, like...
The doggo.
I love the dogs in all of them.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the best bits.
From a ride, I think, as well. That's
Right,
number two then. I love this one as much as the first one. It's long. It was a very long movie, this one. I certainly remember that. I went to watch this one in the cinema. I don't think I went to watch the first one in the cinema.
No.
I think I got it on DVD.
Yes.
That was the first time I watched it, but certainly went to watch this one in the cinema and was just, again, blown away by the characters, how it looked. Like, that was where they were on the washed up on the island. Bon Vicky Vicky!
Yeah. Oh, but so good.
It was just so pleasing to look at, and that was the first time we saw Davy Jones.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'd ever seen anything like it.
No.
In my head at that time, where we were with CGI, like, I didn't understand it, that it looked real.
Yeah. I think he still looks real.
Yeah. No, yeah, 100%, yeah.
CGI has gone downhill a little bit, hasn't it? Because they weren't paying people. Yeah,
well, I think there's a certain point.
Maybe in the last few years.
There's a certain point where, like, and I think it's in the sword fighting scenes where you can kind of tell he's CGI.
Yeah,
you're right. In the scenes where, like, it is really up close, it looks so, like, on that scene when he's playing the organ and Jack goes to, like, steal the keys.
Yeah.
Or is it Will?
Will.
Yeah. Yeah, it all looks so real and they're like, it's like they've got a mind of their own.
I hate how, like, real it is. Like, the back of his head's like the proper squiddy
that
body.
Whole crew so as well. Gross. That whole crew, they're all so like slimy. half hammerhead shark.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's where you get a bit of depth to the story because in the first one, as soon as Captain Jack meets Will, he's like, bootstrap. Like, and so, like, we don't really know what that is. We know that Will got washed up and that's, you know what I mean? But we don't know about his dad. He teases it, I think, don't he? He explains to him, and that's why Will, like...
And he says Davy Jones.
He's a pirate.
He's a pirate.
But yeah, and then to actually get to see him and to get to understand the story of Bootstrap Bill, it's the first person we see from the Flying Dutchman, isn't it? Because he gives Jack the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back spot. I think what I like is, it's quite obvious, it's quite like a magical... in a way, like curses and stuff, and you get like a bit of that with the Aztec gold in the first one, and then you realise how many like different curses there are and stuff. And
so this is the thing
all the tales, the pirate law.
So did you know about Davy Jones prior and the Flying Dutchman and
before watching it? I don't think I did. No.
See, I did.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
It's purely, I think, because of SpongeBob. So on SpongeBob. Davy Jones is a ghost. Davy Jones's locker is like a restaurant or something. But like, I knew of all of these things that in Davy Jones's locker, he kept the souls of the people. So when they said Davy Jones, I was like, oh my God. Like, but almost again, it's like somebody that knew who Thanos was. And they mentioned Thanos on that tease in the Avengers, and he's like, oh my God. Or at the end of Batman Begins, he left his card and it's a Joker, and it was oh my God. So it's I remember being like, that's awesome.
I remember watching it all and not knowing anything and still loving it. So I can imagine it's pretty sick.
Probably more pirate lore than we realize. I think pirate lore definitely gets brought more into it in 4 and 5 as well, with like Blackbeard.
Yeah.
And
this should have been a subject in school. I would have loved that. Yeah, Salazar.
Jack and the Sparrow.
And then in the fifth one, it's he's breaking all the curses.
Yeah.
Brings it all back.
And he's young, so no. But yeah.
Will Turner comes back.
I've got such vivid memories of like the end of them finding the chest and like the jar of dirt and the heart beating on its own in the chest and the lullaby that plays when he sleeps, like all these just like little details from that film just stick out to me so much, and it's just such a fantastic film of like, it kind of reminds me of wrestling in a sense of like, you're a good guy, ends up being a bad guy, but then they end up being a good guy again, and it's like they all like it. Everyone in that cast, whether it be Elizabeth, whether it be Captain Jack, Will,
even
Davy Jones has points of where you think he's human, and like it's everybody goes through like morality, and it's very like, well, who's doing the right thing?
Yeah,
because
they're also
it's
human.
Difficult because they're all looking out for themselves in a sense.
They're all dead selfish, really.
It's
a pirate's life, you know.
Like Jack says in the third one, you know, like, 3 of you tried to kill me. One of you succeeded. Like. I guess that takes us on to the third one, seeing as it was filmed 10 minutes after the second one. One of my favourite experiences of going to the cinema, I can remember, I have to say, I loved it.
I remember the most in the cinema, the scene when they got married on the boat. And because they're in the middle of fighting, it's all coming to like a big conclusion, and then like,
that's a good kiss.
Oh, that kiss! Oh my God, that made good, me just a want a boyfriend kiss, so much. I was like, oh, I want that kiss.
It's a good movie kiss for
sure. You made me feel like that kiss.
Thank you. We'll have to go to war with a load of them dead pirates, and then we can recreate it. But the fact Babos is doing it as well, that makes it cooler. He's not doing it in we are gathered here today. He's like screaming it at the top of his voice in a maelstrom. It's just fantastic. And again, for me, so that's the scene that sticks out for you. The scene that stuck out for me was Captain Jack and Davy Jones fighting on the top of the ships. Whilst they're going around in this maelstrom.
Oh, it's so good.
Because that's Calypso, isn't it?
Yeah,
Calypso. I'll release you from your human pods.
You have to say it like a lover.
It's so funny. Calypso, I release you from your human bonds.
Oh, God. It's so good.
That is, again, it's a very long one, but the pieces of eight, you see Jack's dad, which is awesome.
Yeah.
He's so cool. Who is it? Keith Richards, isn't it? That's who it is from the Rolling
Stones.
And
the dog's back with the keys.
It's his dog, isn't it?
I think it must be.
Yeah, because he whistles it. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It is just, that's why I was kind of not gutted that they made more, because, like, it's always great to see Jack do more.
Yeah.
But it really just felt like I almost didn't want to see it without them, because I feel like it ended so perfectly, and it was so great at the ending.
So perfect.
Like with Will, it left it open ended because Will could come back, but it wouldn't be every time. It would be every 4 years when he could come ashore. 10 years when he could come ashore. So yeah, it was a great ending for him. I think he became a pirate.
Pirate.
He's not a blacksmith. He's a pirate. And then, four and five came out.
At the end.
So, no, there is some good bits.
I do like some good
performances. What's it called?
I love the
Mermaid and...
Sam Coughlin. I love the mermaid.
Also,
that was cool.
One of the best...
Sirens.
Yeah. One of the best Jack moments for me as well, when he dives off the thing. And he gets out and he goes, did everybody say that? Because I shall not be doing it again.
Yeah.
Do
you know what
So, yeah, there was moments of it and the music.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't say I wish they didn't get made. It's not to that level. I just love the trilogy. And I feel like four and five are totally separate to that. But, yeah, they're still solid.
A big memory. I don't know if this is relevant, really. But do you remember when the Tumblr era? Did you have Tumblr? That was when I was introduced to GIFs. And it was just like GIF, loads of GIFs
everywhere.
I used to always see, like, Pirates of the Caribbean ones and just always repost them.
Yeah, I always
used to. We were always on that. It was kind of
Captain Jack was a classic meme as well.
Yeah, like, I feel like he was very GIFy and so many memes. Like, there is literally a Captain Jack GIF for everything.
Yeah, probably, yeah. It's so good.
It's like pop culture icon.
See, I know some people, some of the critics and some of the negative reviews about his performances in the later ones felt like, so, you know, how we felt after watching Thor 4.
Yeah.
And it was a bit like, he's just having a laugh here. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, when he wants to switch on, and this isn't my opinion, but I've just seen a few people say this, kind of like, when he wants to switch it on and be the incredible actor he does, and when he does that, we enjoy it, but we can tell when he's just being Johnny Depp.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. And this is a genuine, like, I couldn't be a critic for Disney films. I'm too brainwashed. Especially things like Captain Jack, and like throughout this podcast, I've said I'm not a huge fan of 4 and 5, but like, he wasn't why.
No.
Like, he was why I liked them. So I can't say that I agree on that front. Mm. The bad guys were solid, like, well cast.
Mm.
It just didn't feel like it had the same magic. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
That's all.
I think because the third one felt quite, it was open ended, but it did feel quite final.
The fourth one feels like a spin-off.
In a good way.
And then the fifth one feels like it tries to bring back, because it realised that people missed the trilogy and them characters. And the fifth one brings the talks about Will again and stuff, doesn't it?
But then they didn't come back anyway.
No, so.
Maybe they will do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love it if they made another, I think.
Oh, yeah, if they could get
all of them.
The full squad back, I would watch it.
Yeah.
I thought you can't get Davy Jones back, though. He's snuffed it, hasn't he? He's gone to his own locker.
Oh, right.
How does that work?
Stuck in his own locker.
Yeah.
He's disappeared.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's it.
They're like a pirate with his hat.
Arr, like careful with your mic, you.
Like
you
blown away in a ship.
Scuffle, Mike. We're going to... Pebbles is here. Have you got any keys?
Got any keys?
Right, yeah, so we're going to talk about the ride for a bit. We've only been on two versions, and there is a lot more than two versions these days.
There is a lot.
But the versions that I've been on are Paris and Orlando, same as you, obviously.
Same.
Yeah. I think they're great. Pebbles, sorry guys, she's just going to knock into the camera if I'm not careful. I don't know which I prefer.
I'm trying to remember Paris, but I'm struggling because I've just been on Florida.
Yeah, it'd been so long. I really enjoyed, this is certainly one thing that I will say about Pirates of the Caribbean rides. If you can get on the front row, it genuinely really changes the experience in a positive way. I already loved it. But when you've not got like people's heads in front of you,
yeah,
and you're just looking out onto this kind of like what looks like open sea at the start,
yeah,
it really just added something to it.
It's quite like a romantic boat ride, actually.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess
with
it was.
With guns and murder.
So obviously, yeah, it opened in 1967.
That's crazy.
That was difficult. I was like, I know this. Back in California, then it was an opening day attraction in Magic Kingdom, I believe. I don't know that to be true.
So the animatronics cannot be the same, right?
No, they're all different.
No, I was in like, as the ones that...
Oh, no, they've re-updated them. Yeah. There's probably some though, yeah. And then I imagine, again, Disneyland Paris, it was there when it opened. So yeah, it was 1992. Mm. I know all this off the top of my head now, which is crazy. So, yeah, they've been around for a long time.
Yeah. Do you know what makes it iconic is that, like, back when they obviously came out years and years ago, it's like having the voices and stuff as you go along the ride. As
audio animatronics. People.
But, like, that's similar to when Walt put the audio over the Mickey,
mm-hmm,
isn't it? So it's just, he's just, you know.
Do you know what was the first one that we've not spoke about this, actually, Jungle Cruise. So they were, like, timing animal noises, yeah, with, like, the hippo coming up and, yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. So, but, yeah, audio animatronics. One of the things that stands out to me about the Pirates ride, and it's always kind of amazed me, and it is the same with Jungle Cruise, is, like, having these, much like kind of technical machinery in the animatronics surrounded by water.
Yeah.
Like it proper confuses,
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I've never been on it and seen none of, like, some not working either.
I love it. Like just the little things. It's just the little details where like the cannon fire and then like a little splash will go off next to you. And you do sometimes get a little bit wet. There's that little drop.
I like it when you see them like just go around in a circle, like round and round.
Yeah, chasing each other. But it was in, so people, there might be people listening to this podcast because I'm older than I think. There was a time where Jack Sparrow animatronics didn't exist in Pirates of the Caribbean. I think some people are kind of, not under the misconception, but just assume that the Jack Sparrow character existed in the rides and then, like, they took it, but it didn't really. So I think in 2003 was the first time an animatronic was added of Captain Jack to coincide. No, not in 2003. 2006 to coincide with the Dead Man's Chest.
Right.
So the first time it was added. Then it came much later to Paris from what I can see, but I might be wrong about this. It's quite hard to understand. It looks like it was 2017, but I swear that scene with him in the room was there when I went first time.
I don't remember it, but...
One of us is wrong. And that's fine. But yeah, so... I would say, though, so this is the thing. I will have to go on the Paris one, but from memory, Magic Kingdom and Paris are somewhat kind of similar.
Yeah.
And there is some out there now that are absolutely not similar. So
they look unreal.
The one in Shanghai is an adaptation, and it is a trackless boat ride. So I don't know if you guys have been on the trackless rides, like Ratatouille and stuff like that. And it kind of takes you through the story of the films.
Yeah.
You get like an encounter with Davy Jones, which is meant to be amazing. I've seen videos of the animatronic and it is like him playing the organ and he just looks amazing.
I'd love to go on that one.
For me, it looks worth going to Shanghai for, like 100%. It looks absolutely incredible and it's great. This is why I love that Disney have so many parks and they can do so many different things.
Different variations of, like, the same ride, isn't it?
You don't just want to put the same one. Like, I've seen videos of the Pirates of the Caribbean in California and it does look slightly different.
Yeah.
Like, it did look slightly unfamiliar at points. I was like, oh, I'm not, that's not at the one here. And from what Very trusted source of JVTV, who had just been to California. He was saying in his videos that the animatronics and the little details at the California dark rides are just something, there's just something better than Orlando.
Nice. Yeah, I like that.
That's Walt's magic, I reckon. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll definitely have to go on. Yeah. And, yeah, we forgot to mention, of course, you can meet characters from Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh, Pebbles. Oh, there you go. Yeah, you can meet Jack himself in Orlando and California.
Yeah.
I will say that the one in California very much looks like Johnny Depp. Like,
yeah. Oh,
unbelievable. Sounds like him. It must have done like a 3-year character study like Austin Butler did on Elvis. Yeah. Like, unbelievable performance from the kid. Like, don't know, whoever you are, wherever you are, Mr. Jack Sparrow impersonator.
Yeah. I saw a video of him today, actually, on TikTok. That's weird, yeah. And I was like, I was like, what? Is that Johnny Depp?
It's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy. The one in Orlando, it's not so much. He doesn't look, I mean, it's a bit harsh because you can't be gifted to look like Johnny Depp and like the guy in California is, but like, I feel like a little bit more effort can be put in.
Yeah, he was a bit too tall, I think. He should be a bit shorter.
Yeah, he was a bit wonky and slender. And if I'm not allowed to be him, then... what's going on?
He didn't have a very good... he's British, isn't he?
Yeah.
He didn't have a very good British accent.
Yeah.
It was okay.
It was okay. But we do go and see Lado from California.
What did you call him?
Crack Sparrow.
Crack Sparrow instead of Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, Jack Cracker. go and see Lado from California because he'll show you how it's done.
Yeah.
And Johnny Depp has done it from time to time. Oh, do you know what? I'd appreciate meeting some of the other Pirates characters in the parks, really.
Yeah, Barbossa would be cool.
Barbossa would be awesome. I feel like I've seen it happen, but like Davy Jones would be crazy. I don't even know how.
Rubber tentacles.
I don't think you could do it. It's just something that you have to make peace with, probably.
Elizabeth
Will, Barbossa, yeah. Why not? Like, seeing them two pirates, or just a couple of pirates would be funny.
Yeah.
Right.
Just like some pirates drinking.
But there is there's Tortuga Tavern. They're making a new Pirates Lounge.
Yes.
There's Captain Jack's as well. So that's different. In Paris, Captain Jack's Diner, or whatever it's called.
Where I want to go there.
I think we should. So you can eat. These guys that haven't been to Paris. You can actually eat as... and you've got a view of the ride as it goes past. Like, not all of the ride, it's just like a little section, like either at the end or the start, I can't remember.
I saw a TikTok of that as well. I need to get off TikTok, where it's like, POV, you're eating at Captain Jack's Diner, and then you just hear, yo-ho, every like 30 seconds, different boat.
I'll be like,
hello.
I'm going to give it a bash, I reckon.
Be like, ahoy there.
Yeah.
And the food looks really good there, actually.
It does. Yeah. It does look really good. It just looks quite nice, but yeah, we'll see. Maybe we'll walk in and we'll be like, do we fancy it? Do we not?
If we get a dining plan, we probably will.
Yeah, we will.
Mm-mm-mm. These movies made a lot of money.
Let's talk about money. Because it is a Disney podcast, after all, and that's what makes the world go around.
Money, yeah. Honey. Gross. So gross. So the total 5 films made 4.524 billion. Billion!
$4.5 billion
franchise. That's mental.
So Johnny Depp is a hot commodity, isn't he? Let's be honest, because that franchise probably wouldn't be what it is without him.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it would. Maybe it would be if De Niro was there, but I don't think we will ever see, and I might be wrong, but I don't think we'll ever see a ride-turned movie make the same amount of money. I just don't think any ride-turned movie will come close. Jungle Cruise did well. I enjoyed it, but it didn't do as well as Pirates did and the impact that that had on just pop culture. It was like a classic, and I think it will go on to be one. I just love it. I don't think it'll age. I think it'll be a long time before that film ages.
Yeah, it's such good quality. Like,
there's little bits in the first... oh, there goes Pebbles with the camera again. There is little bits in the first one, I guess. Like, maybe the skeletons. Jack as a skeleton doesn't... but it's for, like, 5 seconds. It doesn't matter. It's not... the great film surrounding it doesn't affect that there's some aged CGI at points.
I still think it's really good, though.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, yeah. It's fantastic. Like, that's why, obviously, look at the money it made.
Yeah.
Like, at the time, in 2003, 150 million budget made 450 million. That is, that's good.
Yeah.
Like, from a business perspective, you're like, okay, let's do that again. Yeah. Let's put more money into it and we'll get more money back.
You know what?
Like, they spent 75 more million, right? Yeah. So they spent 150 million on the first one, they spent 225 million on the second one.
Mm.
They jumped from 450 million to over a billion.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. For an extra 75 mil, you've doubled your profit.
As well, if you think about how much money merch makes, there's not as much merch that you would sell for pirates compared to, like,
no, and but this is the, but there was games that came out for Pirates of the Caribbean on PS3 and Xbox 360 at the time. There was Lego Pirates of the Caribbean that came out.
A game.
Yeah. So, like, honestly, the amount of money that franchise will have made will be pretty staggering.
Yeah.
And just in the box office alone, it's 4.5 billion. So
it's mental.
Dwayne The Rock, my man, big shoes to fill with Jungle Cruiser.
I want another Jungle Cruiser.
I do too. I want another one.
It was giving pirates vibes.
Are you going to make it to a 4.5 billion franchise? It's on you, Dwayne. It's on you, Rocky, the final boss. Right, that's all. That's this episode pretty much done. But before we close, as always, what is your favourite Pirates of the Caribbean moment? Film or ride? You name it, it can be whatever you want, but what is just one thing that sticks out for you?
I got a Jared. I just really like that, but I just love whenever Johnny Depp was funny. He's the best thing that sticks out for me is his character.
Same. I think I think that's it for a lot of people. I think mine will be, and I know I mentioned it right at the start of the podcast, but I guess we've come full circle, it's the entrance. The introduction, the first time we see Jack. But the music is on. It's the first time we've heard the music.
I was going to say, also just the music, because we sing that all the time.
Just that little segment, that little routine when he just jumps off and steps onto the deck. And I think it's, I can't think of many more impactful and many more like iconic introductions to a character in my cinematic history, if you will, in the movies that I've watched. The Joker's up there, 100%. You know, when he unmasks himself at the start of The Dark Knight and says, "Doesn't kill you, makes you stranger." That's up there, and there's a few more up there that I probably have to think about. But yeah, I think that's it for me. That and the sword fight in the Maelstrom, and actually one of the rides was riding it with you at the front.
Yeah,
really enjoyed that. That's my favourite thing. You guys, let us know in the comments what your favourite things are, as usual. They can be rides that, if anybody has been on the one in Shanghai, or any of the ones that I've not been on, even California, get in the comments, get into my DMs. Mickey's Best Pal on Instagram, Mickey's Best Pal on TikTok, themagicwithin.pod on Instagram and TikTok. And I've known it the whole time. I just always let you say it so you had one to say. But because she doubted me last week, I felt like I had to say it this week. It's themagicwithin.pod on all platforms. Next week.
Yes, next week we're going to be talking about villains.
Yeah, because it's going to be almost Halloween when we release it. So
we want to go spooky.
It'll be getting released probably around the 27th, I think. So it's as close to Halloween as we're getting. I don't want to release a spooky one after Halloween because, you know, that's cheating. So, we're going to be talking about all things villains, talking about our favourite villains.
Yeah.
Talking about how important the villains are, because you can't have a good guy without a good bad guy. We know that from cinema and books throughout history.
All the best
heroes have a great villain.
They do.
Probably touch on villains land as well, because we talk about it a little bit, but we'll talk about it a little bit more. And to be fair, since we did that one about D23, there has been a villains show announced for Hollywood Studios.
We'll talk about that.
Rest in peace, Lightning McQueen.
Ciao.
Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy was great. I just want to take this opportunity to say I'm glad I got to go in my Lightning McQueen Crocs. It was an emotional experience. And if Disney, and I mean this, if you don't take that animatronic and put it in Magic Kingdom for when Cars Land goes there, I will be sad. I'm not going to say I'm not going to come, because obviously I'll still go to the parks, but I'll be sad about it. All right? You know, there you go. Do that what you will. I've waffled on.
We've been Geordie and Jay.
Yeah. Have a magical day.
Have a magical day.
Somebody shut me up. Hi, everyone. Me again. Please like, comment, and subscribe. I think I forgot to say it. Okay. Bye.